I love it when it's Thanksgiving week and we're still doing Men's Soccer Stang Gang podcast with Michael Meacham. And the men are going to be back at Stang Park this Sunday to take on Fort Lewis as they'll play in the third round of the NCAA tournament after posting an impressive 3-0 win over Cal Poly Pomona this past weekend in the second round of the tournament. Midwestern State got a bye in the first round. I can't imagine that things could have played out any better for your team this past weekend.
Yeah, boys showed up and performed really, really well and worked really, really hard. And I think that's the key every time you get into the tournament. You got to make sure that you work harder than your ability is.
You ended up getting the first goal of the game in the 24th minute, and Gabriel Gakopakai ends up with two goals, Mary Escobar with a goal and an assist. How important was that first goal?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've gone down too many times early.
Because in the conference tournament, right, you came behind twice.
And we've done that throughout the year, and it's good to know that you can, but you definitely can't rely on that, not this time of year.
Did you have a sense going into the match that Gakopakai might have a big game?
He'd been training extremely, extremely well, and he'd been getting lots of goals in training, and it was a tough decision between him and Max, and I just felt that, you know, Gakko had just been hitting the net a little bit more in training than Max has, and so we made that decision, and it worked out.
But Max got playing time for you as well, Max Gonzalez.
Max is always going to play. Max is good enough. I mean,
did you get an explanation on the yellow card?
He said he kicked him in the head. I was like, it's the craziest thing ever.
As he was going for a bicycle kick.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know that I've ever seen a yellow card shown under those circumstances.
I mean, it definitely happens, but it happens when you maybe miss the ball completely more often.
Right, right.
But
I mean, just from, and I've only seen it live one time. I haven't gone back to look at it again. But I was surprised when he got carded. Let me put it that way.
I wasn't surprised it was a foul.
Right, not surprised that it was a foul.
I was definitely surprised he got carded.
When you got the second goal, it seemed like you pretty much controlled the run of play for 90 minutes. Did you feel that way?
I mean, Pomona's good. So I mean, they obviously had spells and they created some problems for us, and they made us feel uncomfortable a little bit at certain times. But I do feel that we were pretty good for large portions of it.
And then Metairie scores, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but Midwestern State doesn't lose when Metairie scores. So he's got 60 career goals. That's the school record that he's extended now.
Nice.
And I believe you're 40-0-1 now when Metairie scores a goal.
Well, let's just hope he can.
So if you could just run the play where Metairie scores a goal.
Wish it was always that easy. Wish it was always that easy. We try, but we'll We'll keep working hard, and I know Fort's going to be a big test for us. Last year,
you got Fort Lewis coming up. What do you remember about that match from last year?
They're tough. They like to play. They've got a specific way that they like to play. It's a good style. I like the way that they play.
Which is, can you kind of describe that?
Yeah, I mean they're a team that wants to be on the ball. I think if you give them a rhythm and you give them opportunities to have the ball for long periods of time, they're going to hurt you. Dave does a really, really good job with them over the last handful of years, ever since he's been there. So, I mean, he's got this group firing on all cylinders right now.
What's the key to keeping them out of their rhythm?
Oh, just making it uncomfortable for them, working hard, pressing, good body shape, the communication aspect of it, all of it. I mean, being able to be on the ball, you know. Taking the possession part of it away from them and giving it to us is going to be huge for us.
Which seems like a strength of your team, but it seemed like that, if I remember right, and my memory's not always great, but it seemed like that was kind of a tug of war last year, was the battle for possession with them last year.
Yeah, no, I mean they were extremely good. They're extremely good. So it's going to be another tough one, not to let them get in behind us, like let everything stay in front, you know, track runners, deny crosses. Being good in both boxes, just like we've talked about all year.
Any chance you'd get Tristan Adams back for that match?
Hoping so. I mean, he's doing everything he can to recover and get fit and things like that.
I mean, I thought the guys did pretty well in his absence.
Yeah, Skylar and Juan do have a great partnership together. Tris is just Tris. I mean, he makes us.
I mean, like, I think, and this is me speaking, not you, and I'm not trying to speak for you, but to me, you're a better team when Tristan Adams is healthy and playing for you.
A more confident team for sure. There's loads of experience inside of him. So, yeah, definitely more confident when he's there.
And how important is confidence going into this match with Fort Lewis?
I think confidence is everything. I think confidence is big for game one or big for game 25 if you're fortunate enough to play 25 games. I mean, I think confidence is going to be huge in every game you play, and especially this time of year.
How confident is the head coach?
I take the boys anywhere to play. That doesn't mean that we would win every game that we take them to, but I back them against anybody. Like I said, I know Fort's extremely good. I know the RMAC's been extremely tough this year and is tough every year. So just excited to play somebody outside the Lone Star like we did last week.
I may have asked you this before, but is the RMAC, is the style of soccer much different in the RMAC than it is in the Lone Star Conference?
I think it's more so just team to team. I mean, everybody's going to have a little bit different style. Everybody's going to have a little different mindsets and different ways they want to pick people apart and do different things here and there. And so, I mean, there's some teams like Fort Lewis that are really, really good ball-playing teams that want to play, and then there's some teams in the RMAC that want to make every game a fight, and that's the same thing here. There's teams in the Lone Star that want to do that as well. So
it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds to me like when you're looking at Midwestern State and Fort Lewis, you're looking at two teams that kind of play similar styles.
To a certain extent, yeah. I mean, I think we have a lot of the same concepts, a lot of the same ideas.
Where are you different?
We build a little bit different. That's probably the biggest thing. We kind of build from deeper areas a little bit different. They kind of have a big focal point in their nine that they like to play through. We
like a target player.
Yeah, we don't technically have like a target like they have a target. We have like Gakko and Max and Samu that can do different things, each of them. But obviously, we have a target with Mede. He's just in a different area of the
right.
field. Theirs is just a nine. Ours is just deeper or wider. So it's just we have a lot of the same characteristics, just in maybe a little bit different areas of the field.
You mentioned Samu. I should ask about him as well. Would he be available?
That's going to be day to day. We're just taking him day to day. It's going to be a tough one.
I have a tendency to want to say he was a surprise this year. I'm sure he wasn't a surprise to you.
No, I mean, if you look back in 23, he scored a boatload of goals too. So we knew he had goals in him. We knew what he was going to be able to bring.
I guess it's not the number, but the way he scores the goal that kind of surprises me.
Yeah, I mean, he's a smaller in stature, but he's very good in the air. He's good. He's got very low center of gravity, so he's hard to knock off the ball when you play into his feet. He's very savvy, so yeah, he's a good player.
And I don't know that Cerna is as good in the air as Samu, but he's got that same kind of that low center of gravity,
yeah,
and he's been playing well for you.
And he's been doing really, really well. Cook a little bit of a lull in the middle part of the season, but I think he's really kind of coming into it right now.
Well, in the Kersnicks and when I interviewed him after the game, they made the point we're redshirt freshmen, so they're not true freshmen.
Nope, they're not. They've been here for a year.
But at this juncture of the season, even your freshmen that have played, they've got quite a bit of experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Cooper and Ethan, Skyler, they've probably played in 95% of the games we've played in.
I mean, so they're – and again, they're redshirt freshmen, so there is a difference, but – even though you're playing, I guess my point is you're playing young guys, but even your young guys have a lot of experience going into this third round of the NCAA tournament.
Look at Cooper, Ethan, Skyler, look at those guys that maybe didn't play a lot for us last year, when redshirted last year. I mean, they were playing against some very, very good players in training every day, you know, with guys that had graduated with, like, Jack and Makel and Toledo and, you know,
right.
Pacheco and all those guys that had graduated, Danny Yu. So, I mean, they were competing against all Americans. So, I mean, they were getting tested every day.
Cooper didn't start in the game on Sunday. Did you like him in that role coming off the bench?
Yeah, I mean, I think he gives us a spark. He's full of energy and he's technically really good. So, I think he's capable of doing a couple of different things for us, and it's been helpful.
What goes into that decision?
Not starting him or changing him and playing him in a couple of different spots?
Both. I mean, Is that just a gut feeling, or
no? I mean, I think for not starting him wide on the right now, Liam's been pretty good. He's kind of back to fully fit and healthy again. And
he looked like he was playing with a lot of vigor.
So I mean, that took a lot. I mean, and Liam's got a lot of experience, so that probably helps Liam in those aspects a little bit more than Cooper right now. But then, like I said, like Cooper can play in a bunch of different roles.
Right.
You have a right winger in Liam. That's his role. Cooper can do a bunch of different things.
It's kind of nice to be in that position, though, where you can take Liam Pritchard off and bring in Cooper T.
Yeah.
Do you think Fort Lewis has that kind of depth?
Yeah, they're strong. I mean, they can make subs. I mean, they play close to the same amount of players that we do every game. So yeah, I would think that they've been able to build into their team last year that got into the tournament and build a little bit more depth to give them a little bit more of an arsenal to play with off the bench that maybe they didn't have the year before.
How would you describe your emotions going into this third round? Are you nervous?
Maybe right before kickoff or something, you know, because, I mean, you still get butterflies. You're still a competitor and that sort of stuff. Right now, just, you know, pretty confident in the guys right now, just getting them out to training this afternoon. We took a day off yesterday. For the most part, most everybody took the day off yesterday. Getting them just sharp, back moving again today. And then a little bit odd time because it's over Thanksgiving. So trying to figure out logistically who's going to leave, when we're coming back, how far are we leaving, what's it going to do, who's coming over to my house to have Thanksgiving with me and the family. So it's logistically been a little bit of that, but anything that you're not happy to deal with.
So what will Thanksgiving be like at the Meacham household?
The boys said they wanted steaks, so we're gonna grill steaks.
No turkeys.
I'm not a big turkey guy. Yeah. I don't do the turkey any time of the year. So, we asked the boys what they wanted, and they said, "Oh, we'd love some steaks."
I would be thankful to have steaks at Thanksgiving.
Come on, Pete, you can come
no,
over.
No. I would. That's not where I was headed with that. I don't know if I could convince my family, who likes the traditional Thanksgiving meal, to have steaks. But that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like a lot of this stuff, the traditional Thanksgiving feast. Just turkey and dressing isn't one of them.
So I was going to ask you if you had one item of the Thanksgiving meal to eliminate the traditional Thanksgiving meal, and it's pretty obvious what it is for Michael Meacham.
Yeah, it's turkey and dressing. I'm not eating turkey or dressing.
It's just too dry, or?
I mean, my mom.
Or too hard to get right?
My mom doesn't make it, like, super dry. Some of my aunts make it dry, so we have different kind. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't like it.
Is there anything this year you're particularly thankful for?
Oh, everything. I mean, just thankful for my girls, Megan and my mom and dad being able to come to every game that they're able to come to, and, you know, the boys being able to show up and be able to have these opportunities to play deep in the NCAA tournament, and, you know, everybody that we kind of work out with and do all that kind of stuff. So it's a thankful place in the Meacham household right now.
Well, I'm thankful that you take the time out to do this. And that you're going to be hosting a game on Sunday.
Yes, we will.
And good luck. Any thoughts about the Pueblo game?
Oh, man. Who knows?
They play Cal State LA, right?
That's a battle. You look at someone like LA, they won the national championship out in Colorado Springs, so they're kind of used to the cold. But that's a whole new team. I mean, it's going to be a good battle.
We're hoping you win, and then if Pueblo were to lose, we'd get to host another game here.
We'd get to host, but let's just worry about Fort Lewis right now.
All right, good deal. Michael
Meacham. So you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and whoever can get out and come watch on Sunday, we'd love to have you at 3 o'clock.
And go Mustangs.
Go Stangs.
That's Michael Meacham. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast. Happy Thanksgiving.